In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've heard this saying, this terrible saying that is not true, many times, I think, especially if you ever see social media. You hear people talking in the office. It's in the air. It's this idea. And the saying is, live your truth. Usually it's said, in my experience, I see people say something about being a homosexual, and they say, live your truth. And people are saying, God bless you. You're so brave. Live your truth. That's not true. That saying is completely false. We don't have truth. Jesus Christ has truth. Jesus Christ is the truth. He called himself the truth. So if we are to live according to truth, we have to live his truth. Now, in our modern society, maybe it was like this in non-modern society, people are very capable of making excuses for all kinds of things. We tend to look at our personal experience and think that that validates our truth. So if a person says, well, you know, I'm gay, I'm coming out, that's my truth. Or I'm a spiritual person, but not religious, that's my truth. Or I'm pro-choice, because after all of my friends are, all the cool people are, only the strange people are not. I'm pro-choice, that's my truth, because I believe in the rights of women and all these other kinds of terrible slogans that people talk about that really are not true. If you investigate carefully, you'll see that the rights of women are being trampled on by the abortion industry. Trampled on. And yet there are people that say, this is my truth. This makes me a person that's better than other people, because other people, they're just lost in this false idea, false way of living, this unloving way of living, etc. We have to live according to Jesus Christ's truth. That is living according to truth. You can't live according to your truth. And another thing about living according to truth versus your truth. If you have a label other than as an Orthodox Christian and a sinner redeemed by God, then you got the wrong label. You're living according to something false. You're living according to something that's in your imagination. If a person has an identity of that they're handsome or strong or intelligent or successful or homosexual or liberal or conservative or anything else, those labels are not truth. Jesus Christ is truth. Now, the gospel speaks about this, and the epistle today. The gospel, I suppose, you have to reach a little bit, but I'm always doing that when I read the gospel. There's always things that are sort of coming to me in the gospel that perhaps might not be inherently obvious. But I was looking at the gospel about the Gergesenes, and I've preached about this hundreds of times, not only when it's been read, but I've made many references to the Gergesenes in the sermons I've told, because it's a very important event. And I thought, I can't talk about it again. But then I thought about how these people, I just heard from someone that I know in a kind of a online relationship, I care about this person, and now they're kind of troubled, and they say they've come out and said, I'm gay. That's what I am. But the person wants to be a Christian, wants to live according to the truth. And so I saw this story about the Gergesenes, and the people had all these pigs, and of course the pigs were destroyed when the demons went out of the men that they weren't caring for at all. They didn't care about the men. And they were terrified, because Jesus had judged them. They weren't supposed to be keeping pigs. They were Jews. And what did they do? They went out and told them to go away. That's essentially what we do when we live our truth. We say, Jesus, go away from me. I don't want to know this. I don't want to submit to you in this way. I can't tell you the number of people that have come to me and have told me in confession or just in that I've become aware of it, that they're living in a fornicating relationship, not in marriage. And how many times people have told me that they have to do this. It's necessary. because that's the way the world is right now, and they can't afford to get another place, etc., etc., blah, 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 blah. So they had constructed a truth which was a falsehood. It's never correct to do things that are false. It's never right to do wrong. Christian faith is very clear about that. But they had made an excuse for themselves, just like these people in the Gergesenes made an excuse for themselves, told him to leave, and then he did. And then they lost out on the truth. To me, that's one of the saddest parts of all Scripture. When they say go, and he does. And then they don't even know what they missed. And the same thing happens to us when we live according to our truth. We don't have truth. So the epistle today talks about this. Now, it talks about it, as usual, St. Paul is very complicated. And to really talk about, to elucidate all of the passage that we read today would be very, very difficult and beyond my abilities. But the wonderful thing about reading Paul, St. Paul, is that even though he's way above us theologically, he says things that just go right to the heart. And so really, he says things in one context, but they can apply to other contexts. And this is what's happening today to me. So he's speaking about the law and about people depending on the law, the Jewish law. There's a lot of complicated theology there. But then he says that he bears record that his brethren, that is the Jews that were not Christians at that time, because he was a Benjamite, he was of the tribe of Benjamin, a Pharisee, and he loved his people. He said that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. And they have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. That's what living with your truth does. You don't submit yourself to the righteousness of God. This is what we should be doing. Now, when a person does that, then they find out, wow, I'm pretty unrighteous. Because if I submit myself to the righteousness of God, I can find out a dozen places or 100 where I'm not living up to the righteousness of God. Now, if you live according to your own truth, you won't have that many places that you worry about, or maybe none whatsoever, but they'll still be there. I mean, what do you want? Do you want to be able to see the snake on the pathway, or do you want it in the grass where you don't see it, but maybe someday you'll walk in that grass? I would rather see the snake to be able to avoid it. So basically, as Christians, you must live according to one truth. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth. Your thoughts, your opinions, your politics, all that is not according to Christ, unless you have Christ guide you in all things. And I want you especially to be just explicit with you, because we hear it all the time. People are always hearing all this sexual politics, sexual identity politics, and it's false. You cannot identify yourself as anything else but an Orthodox Christian and a sinner. If you identify yourself in some other way, then you're living according to your truth, and your truth will never be true. Because Jesus Christ said he's the truth. We're not the truth. So we have to make, if you want to say, our truth must be his truth. We must appropriate his truth. That's why, by the way, he spent 3.5 years training his disciples. They were trying to kill him after 6 months, but he wouldn't let it happen because he wanted to show us the way to live, the proper way to live. And then he knew, of course, that some of the things he said and did would be recorded in the Gospels. And now the Gospels are this basically revealing him. The Gospels reveal who Jesus Christ is. And in revealing him, they reveal us the truth, the way to think, the way to live, who to be, what to do, what's important, what's not. What's true and what's false. It's all in the gospel. Now, it's not in the gospel like a PowerPoint slide. I wish it was, I guess, where you can just go A, B, C, D, E. It's not like that. But life isn't like that either. You read the gospels, you become proficient in them, and the truth is just right there to be had. And then if you understand the gospels, I don't mean every word. There's lots of things in the gospels that are hard to understand. But if you basically understand the God-man that is being presented in the Gospels, then your heart should want to go to him. And then that's where you find your truth. You don't find it in society. You don't find it in slogans. You don't find it in parties, political parties. You don't find it in anything that's bandied about in our secular world. You live according to Jesus Christ, and then you're living according to the truth. Otherwise, you're not. Don't listen to the people that you know. Don't be swayed by them when they try to intimidate you. That's a common tactic now. If you believe Christian morality, like that people shouldn't sleep together until they're married, that marriage is only possible between a man and a woman, that's patently clear from the scriptures and from Jesus' witness of the scriptures, his quoting of Genesis, from the whole tradition of the church, that certain sexual acts are forbidden and are toxic to the soul. They'll try to tell you that that kind of opinion is backward, it's unscientific, it's hateful, etc. Live according to Jesus' truth, and then you won't be swayed by those arguments. Just recently, I don't want to embarrass someone, but I was very pleased. I was kind of kidding with a couple people, talking about the cool people do this, the cool people do that. And this person said, I don't want to be cool. That's how you should be. I don't want to be cool. I don't want to be recognized by people at the water cooler or people in a Facebook group that I'm enlightened. The enlightenment that says love is love or live your truth or any of that stuff. I want to be enlightened by the gospel. And the gospel tells us exactly how to live. Just read it. Listen to it. Do it. And you won't be swayed by these stupid arguments about living your truth. You should live in a true way. Live according to Jesus Christ. That is the truth. May God bless you and help you. Amen.